Hi, Ron. Thanks so much for stopping by today.
Well, Shelley, it's a pleasure being here.
And so tell us, how many SAS Global Forums have you attended?
Well, I can't count that high. It's got to be, I was close to the first one ever. Let's say about 1980 might have been my first one, so a lot.
Well, you've been a SAS user for a number of years. And
yeah, I can't count that high either, but somewhere around the late, maybe around 1980, 1979, I guess. It was when I had the SAS manual. It was a blue book about an inch thick, and that was all of SAS documentation.
Ron, I'm wondering if there's anything that's really stood out for you at this year's SAS Global Forum.
Well, as a matter of fact, there was. I attended the SAS Tech presentation for the geeks Monday morning, and it was really fantastic. I enjoyed it. It's really what opening sessions were 25 years ago, but that's where we've... So many new things that I hadn't heard about. SAS On Demand for Academics was particularly exciting. Instructors can get access to SAS, real SAS, for free on the web, and their students at a small fee can get data and run SAS without having SAS on their own computers. And I thought that was very, very exciting. And I just got a new version of SAS 9.2 this week, and it's being delivered electronically.
Yes.
And I had no idea whether it would take 5 minutes or 5 hours, and they discussed that too, and it was only going to be maybe an hour or two.
Very good.
So that was a relief. So that's a really great way to deliver SAS.
Well, we're so happy that you decided to write some books for SAS, and we consider you our senior author in residence, and not in age, of course.
I was just going to get to that.
And how many books have you written for us now?
We're up to number 7, and that's not counting editions. One book has 5 editions and another one has 2 editions, so we don't count those.
What is your most recent book? Can you tell us a little about that?
Yes, it's called Learning SAS by Example. It's rather than the little SAS book, it's the big SAS book. It's a big red book, and it's about 620 pages. And thank God I did it with SAS rather than somebody else, because SAS is the company to work with if you're writing about SAS.
Thank you.
I've been to other publishers, and when they start editing my SAS code, then I get really upset.
And do you have a current book under development?
Well, I do have a second edition of a data cleaning book, and that's coming out almost as we speak.
Very good.
And I'm thinking about one in the future. I always need something to do.
Can you tell us a little bit about the other things that you're working on?
Well, I've been a SAS instructor now for quite a few years. And besides teaching I started out teaching SAS courses, Programming 1, Programming 2, SAS Stat. And then some number of years ago, Sean O'Brien came to me and said, design a course based on one of your books. And the first course was the data cleaning course. And then after the SAS Functions book came out, we did a Functions course. And I've been teaching those two courses now maybe every 2 or 3 weeks. And in a week and a half, I'll be in the UK teaching it.
Oh, my.
And I've actually made it to Australia and Tokyo.
Very nice.
So this has been a great collaboration with SAS. And the perks of writing with SAS, in fact, the access to the developers, that alone is probably worth everything. Because if I have a question about proc format, I can speak with the guy who wrote proc format.
Right.
No one else should write any more books because I don't want any competition.
Thanks so much, Ron. We really appreciate your speaking with us today.
You bet.